Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is the danger of getting too comfortable. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
The Danger of Getting Too Comfortable. Written by Laura Bailey. Read by Laura Bailey. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 16. During college, I waited tables to earn extra money. Most people think that waitresses have the most challenging position in a restaurant, but I know differently. It's the kitchen staff. The kitchen staff manage multiple orders, ensuring they are sent out timely and accurately. The food they plate should taste and look good. One of the first lessons they taught me was to always divide the order into hot and cold items. Making sure that everything arrives at a customer's table at the right temperature is a delicate balance because no one wants his hot food cold or cold food hot. Few things are worse than watching someone eagerly bite into a seemingly warm dish or sandwich only to spew it out because it was unexpectedly cold. Although I've read Revelation 3, 15 through 16 many times, it wasn't until I related it to my restaurant working days that the imagery John used became meaningful. In context, these verses are a part of a series of letters John wrote to the newly formed churches in Asia Minor after his revelation or encounter with Jesus. The last letter mentioned was to the church at Laodicea. In it, we read that Jesus wasn't pleased with their current condition, for nothing escapes his attention. Their deeds were lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, and because of this, John described Jesus spitting them out of his mouth. What exactly had happened in the church of Laodicea to warrant such a disgusting image? Well, the crux of the matter was that like the church of Ephesus, they'd abandoned their first love, Revelation 2:4. They'd become comfortable and complacent, their hearts cooled and indifferent to the power of the gospel to transform their lives. How easy it is to criticize the Church of Laodicea and feel that we're surely different from them. But truth be told, many professing Christians sit in similar churches today, having lost their passion and devotion for the things of God. Pacing on a smile, we trudge through the motions of Sunday morning while hoping the service will soon end so we can beat the restaurant crowds for lunch. We participate in the Lord's Supper robotically, rush absentmindedly through our quiet time, and at the table quip, "Lord, bless this meal," as if we're on autopilot. We possess intellectual knowledge of the Lord, but little intimate knowledge because of our straying hearts. Although we often fail to heed Paul's advice, Romans 12:11 tells us, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." The Lord never forsakes us or leaves us without hope. In verses 18 through 22, the imagery John penned clearly demonstrated the Lord's desire to restore the communion and fellowship broken by sin. White garments to cover their shameful spiritual nakedness, healing salve to open their eyes to their passive and lethargic condition, and is knocking at the door to once again reunite and commune with them intimately. Ever faithful, Jesus stood ready to forgive and forget, to renew fellowship with his children if they confessed and repented of their unfaithfulness. Although the church had wandered away from the Lord, he still loved them and wanted them to return to him with open hearts and souls on fire, fully devoted to following Christ. In the restaurant, we often discovered that when complaints about the temperature of the food arose, the worker responsible for checking the meals before they had left the kitchen had become too nonchalant in that role. It started by leaving one plate unchecked until the pre-check process was abandoned altogether. The same holds true for our spiritual lives. It's easy to become complacent when things continually go well and lethargic when they fall apart. Both break fellowship with Christ. Neutrality has no place in the Lord's army, for we are either with him or against him. Matthew 12:30, hot or cold. As the bride of Christ, let us keep the fires of our hearts ablaze, open and longing our sweet, intimate communion with our glorious bridegroom until we unite with him at the marriage feast of the Lamb. Intersecting faith and life. Thinking about your spiritual walk, are you a soul on fire for the Lord? Or are you currently in a season of lukewarm faith? Ask the Holy Spirit to expose areas where you are simply going through the motions, helping you rediscover and reinstate your genuine love for the Lord. For further reading, check out 1 Chronicles 16:11, 2 Timothy 4:7, and Hebrews 11:6.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.